This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We have an email address, which we don't want you to use if you're just going to send in complaints. But if you got something good to say, you want to encourage us and be positive.
Here's our cell phone number.
No, I'm just kidding. We do take constructive criticism poorly. But anyway, here's the here's the email address for us here in American Family Radio. Comments@AFR.net. Comments@AFR.net. Our website is AFR.net. AFR.net for American Family Radio. We're a 190-something station network all across the country, 38 states we reach into. We thank you for listening to AFR. On Fridays from 10:05 to 11:30 Central Time, we have Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. So we're in the middle of that right now, if you're wondering what you've tuned into here.
And we're not ignoring what's taking place around the world.
Right.
Our hearts are breaking with the news out of France, and we ask that you pray for those folks.
Right.
But on Friday, we really do try to have some fun to just take away from some of the more serious things in the news throughout the week.
Michael, you say you got to have a little fun along life's way. All right, the phone number to reach us here to ask a question or answer a question is this, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Let's repeat our questions quickly here.
All right, on the Andy Griffith Show, what was the name of the owner of the gas station where Gomer worked? Second question, the soft drink Pepsi-Cola was first introduced in 1898 under the name Brad's Drink. Is that true or false? And I'm going to throw another soft drink question.
You throw it in there, Ed.
I'm throwing it.
You throw that next softball.
Overhand. It's coming. It's coming with some heat.
Bring it, Ed.
What is the best-selling brand of soft drink in the U.S.? That's a gimme.
Bottle water doesn't count, right?
That's not a soft drink. It's not a tonic.
Right. But it's not a hard drink.
Carbonated.
You wouldn't put water in the hard drink.
Carbonated drink. Soft drink.
Hey, what you got over there?
Which sport would you be playing when competing for the Davis Cup? Which sport would you be playing?
Keep your cup.
If you're competing for the Davis Cup, and they're going to quit giving cups, and they're going to start giving the world's most popular beverage a whole case of double cola. Here you go. Or knee-high grape.
Moon pies.
Here's the second one.
Giving which, some of value.
Which animal which animal is depicted on the flag of Wyoming? Which animal is depicted on the flag of Wyoming? I hope to go there one day. I want to go out to Big Sky Country.
It. I've been to Wyoming.
Change it every 3 years. All right, here are my questions. Well, we already did the siblings, earthlings, didn't we?
Yes. Siblings.
Toss that one.
Welcome, siblings. Take us to your leader. That sounds like a babysitter coming to the front door.
Well, pardon the cough. All right, so I think I have two questions left here. Number one is, who made the song Country Roads popular? Who made the song Country Roads popular?
Right, and we're not talking about the version that Medulla Oblongata did.
No, that was
poor. It was not well received.
It shouldn't have even been played on radio.
Right.
Huh? If it wouldn't have been Medulla Oblongata, it never would have aired.
Notice we're both sticking with our own versions.
Well, it just
neither one's getting off potato or potato.
All right. Either.
Yes.
All right. So here's my second question. What's the Hebrew word for peace? Used as both a greeting and a farewell. You say goodbye, I say hello. We're both using the same word if we're using Hebrew. All right, I want to know what
you
that
say.
Word.
Hi, I say low.
I want you say goodbye.
Yeah,
I say.
There's some song that I can't remember.
No,
recall
it's
what
a song.
That's.
All right.
Yeah.
Hello. All right.
Yeah,
what's the Hebrew word for peace used as both a greeting and a farewell? Or a farewell, depending on where you live, I guess. We want to know the answer to that.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's go. Let's get it going
on. All right, we're going to Little Rock, Arkansas. I kid you not. Alan is on the line. Alan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How'd it go? How y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing good. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I just answered today. The one about Gomer Pyle.
Okay, here it is. On the Andy Griffith Show, what was the name of the owner of the gas station where Gomer worked?
Well, I can't remember Wally's name, but I know he worked at Wally's filling station.
Yes, that's
Wally.
It. Wally.
Hey, way to go.
I don't think he actually had a last name on the show. I think he was just always known as Wally.
And but Wally's filling station.
Wally's
I don't
filling
remember
station.
That. Way yeah. to go, Alan.
How do you spell filling?
F-I-L-L-I-N apostrophe.
Yeah. Okay.
Filling station.
PH in some parts of the country.
Kind of like you're learning.
Learning, right. That's
learning,
right.
Filling.
Are you a big Andy Griffith fan, Alan?
Oh, yeah. I watch it every time it comes on when I can.
Oh, yeah. I love it. All right. So you don't have a question for us then, Alan?
No, not today. But Wally never did appear on that show. He was just there and... name only, I guess.
Would you if you hired Gomer Pyle?
Well, he actually appeared in a few episodes there. Remember when Gomer got kicked out for always talking to the customers? But he was rarely on. There was rarely a character playing
Wally.
Wally.
Right.
Yeah.
Wally.
So
he also Wally was a big name on the Leave It to Beaver.
Yes.
Show.
Well,
Wally is a very popular name in the 40s, 50s.
Walter. Walter Mitty, world,
right.
World
Walter,
of Walter
Wally,
Mitty.
Wally's World.
We had a one-eyed dog named Wally.
A one-eyed dog named
sweetest,
Wally?
Sweetest dog.
You serious?
Yeah.
Serious. Are you serious, Clark?
I had a two-eyed dog named Wally.
Did you really? You had a dog named Wally?
Yeah.
That's a good dog name.
It is.
Yes, it is a good name.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Alan. Appreciate it.
Here, Wally.
It just
flows.
All right. Bye-bye.
Just rolls off your tongue. Here, Wally. Come on, Wally.
Come on.
Come on, Wally
good
boy.
Good boy, Wally.
Good boy, Wally. Fetch Wally.
Maybe that's why people stopped naming their kids that. That just,
right, right.
That's
because
a dog's,
it became
that's a dog's
a popular
name, isn't it?
Yeah, Wally is.
We named our second daughter Sadie, and as often as not, she'll see where there's a pet named Sadie, and she'll go, man, there it is again. What? Look at this person that said, my sweet dog Sadie.
Sadie.
Yeah.
She said, that gets old.
Tim never was a hit with dogs' names.
Here,
so I didn't have to worry about that.
No.
Because of Lassie and Timmy.
We had a dog named...
You can see the confusion.
Yeah.
We had a dog named Linda. And
you're serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. And you'll never hear that for a dog's name ever again.
No.
It just sounds kind of like Tim. It's like,
right,
who names their dog Linda?
Yeah.
My wife names almost all our dogs people's names. Bernadette and Greta. I mean, just all the
really?
Time. Linus. We have a Dachshund named Linus.
No kidding. Yep. Wow.
I know we're going way off.
Reuben.
Here. When we had some cows, every time a calf was going to be born, we let our children, they were very young, we let them pick the name when the calf was born. And they took turns, and they were so excited. Wait, you mean I get to name this cow, and it's going to be that name forever and always?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So after we raised cows named Nightlight, Bungie.
That sounds like a club down on Highway 47.
Which one, Bungie?
Nightlife.
A dog named Pop-Tart. It occurred to me, hey, they're so young, and their lens they're looking through is so narrow. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pop-Tart was the name
Pop-Tart
of what
was
now?
The dog. And
Pop-Tart.
We had Cinnamon for a red calf. We had Nightlight for
another
one.
Those were actually
one.
Pretty
Whatever
pretty
they
good
saw
names.
On the breakfast table, they started naming
their
animals.
That's it.
Huh?
That was
okay.
Pretty much
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha. All right, back to the
All
phones.
All right, back to the phones we go. We go to Independence, Kansas, and Ginger is on the line. Ginger, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Would you like to ask, answer, or do both, Ginger?
So I just want to answer one.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
I would like to answer the one about country roads.
Ah, finally.
All right.
Here we go.
Who made the song Country Roads popular, Ginger?
John Denver.
John
way
Denver.
To go.
We got a little slice of that right now just to bring back memories.
Tim, you going to sing along with it?
Well, you want me to, yeah.
Heaven,
right.
West Virginia.
That's it. Chiming in right there. I was. You better stop that or I will start singing.
My wife loves that
that's
song.
That's 70s in its finest, right?
Well,
there.
You know what? It's funny. Ginger, congratulations on the answer, by the way. John Denver made that song popular, but he, I read about, I was a big John Denver fan, went to see him in concert.
Wow.
But he traveled the world, and was he recounts being in Shanghai, China, and you got like 20,000 Chinese people out there singing Country Roads. He said they were singing, they knew all the words. They didn't know English, but they were singing Country Roads.
The power of music, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was an amazing story.
I have the song on my iPod with my golden oldies.
Adding to the trivia, do you know how he passed? Do you remember that story?
Yeah, he was in a small plane.
He's flying his own plane, experimental plane, and went out over the ocean there. And
how many musicians, famous artists have died in small plane accidents? It's just
been a lot.
A lot of them. But anyway,
so you don't have a question for us, right, Ginger?
I don't.
Okay.
I really don't.
Have a great weekend.
You just knew
I knew Tim was going to love.
You knew what?
You knew Tim was going to love, because he's a big music fan.
Question.
We didn't hear that. What did you say, Ginger?
I knew Tim would love somebody answering his question.
Oh yeah. Because. I do, because I'm very often
He's sensitive about it.
My questions go unanswered, and I'm hurt. I don't just wear my feelings on my shoulder all the time, but I want my questions answered like everybody else in life.
Well, the other professors in the teachers' lounge with you, we know how much it hurts you.
Right. Well, you know, so. I appreciate your sensitivity, Ginger.
The Maytag man has feelings too.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Ginger. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thank you. I love you guys.
Thank you.
We love our listeners.
All right, back to the phones.
I mean, we're rolling. We're ripping
rolling,
through
rolling,
it.
Rolling,
somewhere
rolling.
In Indiana is John, and John is calling in the Trivia Friday. How you doing, John?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome, sir. You want
Absolutely.
To ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
The Hebrew word.
Ah, here it is.
All Here's right. What's the Hebrew word for... Can I go now?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
What's the Hebrew word for peace used as both a greeting and a farewell?
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Absolutely. So you go to Israel or you talk to somebody in Hebrew, you say shalom.
Shalom.
Goodbye or hello. And J.J. mentioned aloha. Same purpose,
same
sir,
thing.
For Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Well, it cuts down on the number of words you need to get to be a part of the society.
Ed, that's a very good point.
In our society,
it simplifies things.
We should just have one word when we're talking about morality. It can mean either right or wrong, because that's the way people treat morality.
Right, exactly.
Could be right or wrong.
Hey, John, noticing that you're from Indiana, quick question. I'm curious. Pence, has he been a good governor? Would he make a good vice president, in your opinion?
Yes, he will. I'm very proud of Mike Pence and what he's done for Indiana.
Yeah, well, he looks like the choice. Probably
he seems like a solid person
he
from
is.
What I read.
Yeah.
All right. My wife has met him, and he is a super guy.
He was a leader. A lot of people don't know this, but he was a leader in the United States Congress before he became governor. He was
I think 13 years, maybe.
Well, he was one of the conservative stalwarts
in
the United States House of Representatives. I mean, he has a good track record.
He worked his way up to number three there in the House, and it just seems like a conservative and a rock-solid guy from what I'm reading.
Yeah.
Played banjo with Bill Monroe. And the other
I think that was a different Pence. Yeah, that was a different
It was?
One. Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, John, you got a
be
question.
Careful.
You got a question for us?
Yes. Irene Ryan, what character did she play?
That was Granny.
Show did she play?
Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies.
That's right.
Am I right?
Wow.
That is right.
That was the president of Learning University.
Max Baer played who?
He played
banker
Jethro.
No, Jethro.
Yeah,
Max. He would be. He became a Hollywood director.
Yes, he did.
Really?
Yeah.
And Donna Mills.
Be hard to
was
take
Donna,
him serious.
Was it Donna Mills who played?
No, it was Donna Douglas.
Donna Douglas. She actually became a preacher, I think, or something. She was a Pentecostal preacher.
Yeah.
After
Critters
playing Daisy May.
Critters. Wasn't Daisy May. It was
Daisy
Ellie May.
Daisy Duke. Daisy.
No, it was Ellie Mae.
Ellie Mae. Ellie Mae Clampett.
Yeah.
Sorry. I think I got
wow,
that wrong.
Wow. You're going very far afield.
Yes.
Ed?
That's right.
You're just throwing out any double name woman you could think of. And
you just remember seeing Ellie Mae slide through the window of the General Lee.
The General
that
Lee.
Just threw you off.
Yeah,
right.
That threw me
into
off.
And they drove into the cement pond. That was a classic episode right there of Andy Griffith.
And Beverly Hillbillies. You know, that's a pretty funny show. I mean, it's actually I mean, they you know, kind of dragged out the gag, you know, but then it was that's some
Buddy
really good
Ebsen,
funny stuff.
Buddy Ebsen played Uncle Jed, right?
Yeah, Jed.
And
Clampett.
You can say what you want, but that salt that he invented is excellent. If you have a sports injury and you put on some of that Epsom salt and soak your ankle in that,
it
works. You'd be a better man for it. So
you know,
I thank him for that invention.
Buddy Epsom won a Grammy for that for his character on.
And then he went on to play. What was that detective show
on Beverly Hillbillies?
Was it a Grammy or did he win a Davis Cup? Because I remember watching the reruns. It seemed like they handed him a big old cup and said,
"Thank you for your service."
He gave it back, too, like everybody should who gets a cut for a reward.
A reward?
Yep.
One of them there rewards.
Anyway,
hey, John, thank you.
Anyway, thank you, John. Have a great weekend, brother.
The Beverly Hillbillies used to be studied in thespian classes everywhere. The acting on that show was something.
You mean thespian, right?
Yeah, that too.
Thespians are women who like other women.
Well, I don't think so, Ed. I think thespians are a part of American life that you should get used to. All right, let's go to somebody who knows something about frozen bees.
Let's go somewhere. Victoria, Texas, Natalie is on the line. Natalie, we're sorry to bring you into this mass confusion here, but welcome to Trivia Friday.
I'm distancing myself from you.
Thank you.
Why should you be any different?
I want to ask a question and answer a question.
Okay, yeah, and we appreciate you taking control of this show because there's nobody on this side of the radio who's doing a good job. So, all right, which question you want to answer?
The one about the Wyoming flag.
Ah, Wyoming flag.
The Wyoming flag.
Thank you.
Wyoming
Here's
flag.
A question.
Here you go. Is it Natalie? Is
Natalie.
Right? Natalie, what animal is depicted on the flag of Wyoming?
It's the buffalo. Right?
Yes.
The buffalo.
Yes.
Buffalo. Buffalo. And anyway, that's a very good answer. It's a correct answer. Does she? Do you have a question for us?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What book of the Bible contains the talking donkey?
What book of the Bible contains the talking donkey?
We know it's Balaam's donkey, but which book of the Bible?
My first thought was Judges, but I don't know. It's not Judges. Balaam is in. Okay, it's. We're just talking amongst ourselves.
Yeah,
I think it's the
early.
Book of Numbers. I think it's the Book of Numbers.
I'm going to say Jed.
We'll go with the Book of Numbers.
Book of Jed. We've got one says the Book of Jed. We got a couple that say the Book of Numbers.
It's the Book of Numbers.
Well.
The Book of Jed is what they call the Apocrypha,
I gave it a shot.
Hey, Natalie, good answer on that buffalo on the flag of Wyoming. And I would disappoint Ed if I didn't have a buffalo joke. Two buffalo standing there behind the barbed wire fence, and the tourists stopped to take pictures. And one said, "Man, you look at these things up close. Look at that big old pumpkin head, and they're flea bitten and mangy, and just an ugly, ugly animal." And when the tourists walked off, the one buffalo told the other one, "I think I just heard a discouraging word."
I thought it was never was heard on the plains. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Natalie. Good job.
Thank you.
All right.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Probably last call, maybe one or two more. We'll see what we got here.
All right. We go to Meridian, Mississippi. John is on the line. Welcome, John.
Hello.
John, welcome to the program. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to try to do both.
All right. Which question you want to take a shot at?
All right. JJ's Davis Cup.
Hey, this is my last question. Thank you, John. Which sport would you be playing if you're competing for the Davis Cup?
tennis.
Tennis.
Yeah. Yay.
Nicely done. Are you a tennis player, John?
But I've heard JJ speak, and I've had my picture made with him.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful. Hey, John, I'll tell you this. I used to play tennis and enjoyed it, and I'm trying to be humble here, but I was actually really, really good. And then I found out what the lines were for. Man, that messed my whole tennis game up.
Kind of cramped your style, didn't it?
Yeah. Hey, John is from Meridian, Mississippi, where you got Peavey. Any musicians know the Peavey amps? They're made there. You've got Key Field and the Key Brothers, Al and Fred, a whole lot of aviation history, and just a whole lot more. Great area there in Meridian, Mississippi.
Good. John, you have a question for us?
Yes. What was Boaz's attitude?
Problem?
Boaz's attitude?
Oh, I can tell you exactly what it was. He was ruthless before she came along.
Yeah.
Is that good, right? Good call, man. Yeah. Good call.
Yeah.
It was ruthless, yeah.
Because I was...
We're having Leanne Rimes this Saturday night at the Riley Center.
Concert in Meridian, okay.
Concert in Meridian, right. And
are you saying she's ruthless? Is that what you're saying?
We're going nowhere.
Hey, John, did you and I meet when I was in Meridian with Lenny LeBlanc?
We met in over by Jackson. You talked to a media meeting of the Baptist men and having TV and radio.
Right, and the Madison area, Jackson, Mississippi area, some years back.
Right.
All right, buddy. God bless you, and thanks for listening to AFR.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
If a man speaks in the forest with no women to hear him, is he still wrong?
I love those quotes from Benjamin.
Yeah, that's a proverb there.
From Second Jed.
Proverbs 32.
Proverbs, yeah. Right after virtuous woman, then we get into the opposite.
Erroneous men. All of them.
Are we out of time?
Yeah, well, we got to give answers.
Mine have all been answered.
Oh, well, then that's up to you. I just have two questions left.
You have two questions left? Yep. What are the answers, Ed?
The answers.
What are the questions? We'll try to get them.
All right. Tim and I'll try to guess them. Pepsi-Cola was first introduced in 1898 under the name Brad's Drink. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say no.
I'll go with JJ.
It's true.
Brad's Drink. That doesn't have a ring to it.
Yeah.
That's why they changed it.
Now, Dr. Pepper originally was called Waco. They'd say,
yes.
Give me a Waco, and it changed to Dr. Pepper.
What is the best-selling brand of soft drink in the U.S.? I can't believe no one took a shot at this.
It's got to be Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Coca-Cola.
Absolutely no question about it.
Yeah, best tonic you can get.
Best tonic.
What do you got over there?
I'm out.
So you guys both had all your questions answered.
Yep. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
Stick in the mud today.
Yeah. So anyway, you want to... If you would sing, Ed, you could close us out today. Maybe.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I'd rather than me sing, JJ, where are you speaking next?
Let's see, you're going to be at Blue Mountain College next month, a host of Pregnancy Center annual fundraisers this fall, about a half dozen. Going to be speaking at the Fishbowl Retreat, my wife Melanie and I, for the pastors, and that's upcoming as well.
Melanie's going to speak too?
Yeah, she's ministering to the women, and I'm speaking to the pastors.
Where can people find out how to get you to come to their community?
Yeah. JJJasper.com.
So you can find out exactly where you'll be this fall.